And you're on the Coffee Talk Morning Show here with Classy Cass. Joining me this morning, a man who has charmed me and many a woman with his alluring dark side, none other than Dr. Christian Choi of Nip Tuck. We've got Julian McMahon. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm very excited to talk with you. Now, I've got to let you know, to be perfectly honest, with all of your acting credits that you have, and they are many, my daughters are most excited right now that I'm talking to Cole, the demon.
That show just had such a huge impact. Sometimes you forget about it. I still have a lot of people, and this is not just in the United States, all over the world, coming up to me and saying that they love that show. I love being on that show. When I started on that show, it was a 3-episode arc that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually stayed on the show for 3 years. So I love being a part of that.
Now, you do seem to have a penchant for the dark side characters.
I do, don't I? I know. You know, it's interesting that you say that because I just got a script the other day and it was for this role, for this guy who is not dark at all and is just kind of a normal guy. And I read it and I was like, well, what is this guy doing? You know? And it wasn't until like about an hour or two later, I'm like, he's just being a normal guy, you know. And I don't know, for some reason, I just have this kind of penchant for kind of slightly stranger, darker characters. I'm trying to open my horizon, but I definitely am attracted to those initially when I read things.
Well, and you do a great job because I think you bring more than darkness. You put a lot of levels to it, which make them very interesting.
Well, thank you for saying that. I definitely try to make the, you know, maybe the darker characters as appealing as the other characters. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I like to kind of make sure that the audience is feeling something for them as well, because then they can go on the journey of all of the characters, not just the good guys, so to speak, or the less dark characters.
Would you say, because a lot of the shows you've done, there's been a lot of special effects where you've either been super strong or you've had special powers. Is that harder as an actor to do?
You know, it really depends. On Charmed, for example, that was pretty easy. You know, it was a lot of fun. I did a lot of green screen work. And that was also a time when green screen was really kind of developing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really kind of fun to experiment with stuff and see what worked and what didn't. Some of it was great and some of it was not so good, but I thought that the attempt was always really cool. And then on things like Fantastic Four, you know, we were doing a lot of those prosthetics and things for the first time, and the green screens were, I guess they probably had experienced them on X-Men before, but aside from that, not much. And so that was really a new kind of frontier in regards to that stuff as well. That was a bit more of a, it was just a little more difficult simply because the prosthetics were just so time-consuming and the green screens were so large. It was almost like the size of a football field. You know, you're hanging from these ropes and stuff. And it's kind of a bit of a struggle. It's a struggle mentally because you're sitting in a makeup chair for up to 10 hours.
Oh, Lord.
So physically, it's pretty demanding.
Now, I know you started on Australian TV. Would you say in Australia you're known more for being an actor or the son of Sir Billy?
Good question, you know. Australians love their history. And, you know, my dad being the Prime Minister of Australia, which is kind of a parallel to being the President of the United States,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's obviously a significant thing. And, you know, look, I've been living in the United States for a long time, and I go back there, and a lot of people still are, you know, the son of Sir Billy, and I certainly have done a lot of work myself and had my own kind of impact, let's say. But they never kind of seem to get away from that. And I think that's a really cool thing. I love going back there and kind of being a part of that history.
It's a great legacy for you to be able to live out.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I lived in the UK a lot and in the United States, and I'm sure that part of that maybe unconsciously was to maybe get away from that environment. But the older I get, the more I'm fascinated by it, the more I'm interested in it, and the more I'm proud of it.
Absolutely, and you should be. Well, if you're just joining us, you're on Y105's Coffee Talk Morning Show with Classy Cass and my very special guest, Julian McMahon. When we come back, we're going to find out what Julian has been up to since Nip Tuck and whether or not 007 is in his future.